I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, August 28th. There are two new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy, bringing the active case total to 15. The death toll of 135 has remained unchanged for almost 2 months, and Quincy is in the green risk factor category based on the state's assessment map. Today is the last day of early voting in Massachusetts for next Tuesday's primary. Here in Quincy, voting will take place at City Hall from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Absentee ballots may be cast at City Hall until Monday at noon, and in-person voting will take place Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Mail-in ballots are due at City Hall by Tuesday at 8 p.m. and may be placed in a drop box outside Quincy City Hall. Some Quincy parents are calling for more in-person learning for students this fall. Protesters rallied outside Central Middle School this week, asking that all students have some in-classroom learning instead of just pre-kindergarten through third graders. The first day of school in Quincy is September 16th, which will be a remote learning day for all students. Members of Quincy for Transformative Change will rally in Quincy Saturday at 5:30 p.m., calling on Mayor Thomas Koch to declare racism a public health crisis in Quincy. Protesters will march from Faxon Field to City Hall, saying that minorities in Quincy experience racism in healthcare, housing, and education. Quincy Ward 6 City Councilor Bill Harris is calling on Attorney General Mara Healy to force Boston to identify and protect an ancient Indian burial ground on Long Island. In a 13-page letter, Harris says the state is violating a federal law that is designed to protect burial grounds related to genocide. Harris says that burial ground was the result of an Indian concentration camp on Long Island in the 1600s. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, August 28th.